It's See You Next Tuesday.
Gordon!
With our good friend Gordon Keith.
Gordon.
He's... If you're just a Noon to Three
Gordon.
Listener... Gordon Keith...
Gordon.
Is a member of the morning show here on the ticket.
Oh, jeez.
And he joins us every Tuesday.
All right. I think I now have our audio on Twitch.
And we're on the
and
Twitch.
And our picture is on the Twitch.
The Gordo Twitch, right?
Yeah.
Not
Indeed.
The Ticket Twitch.
I don't have access to that one.
You're not being jammed up by being in line on Ticketmaster right now?
No. What is that?
I think a lot of people are fired up about Taylor Swift tickets.
Oh, really? Swifties can't get their tickets?
Correct.
Quickly enough right now?
Yeah, I think this started about an hour ago.
Hmm.
Are you trying so you can scalp some?
You know what? I should have, but I'm not. No.
Mm. You're not a Swiftie?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand her.
Okay.
Absolutely cannot stand her.
Why do you hate powerful women?
Well, actually, Gordon, I'm just going to quote a guy that I'm a big fan of,
okay.
Gordon Keith,
yeah.
Who once said that she's the most boring celebrity we've ever had.
I said she was the least sexy, attractive person, or the least attractive, good-looking person, something along those lines.
That's not better.
Quite a compliment.
It's not better at all, but I agree with you.
You know what I'm talking about?
Of course, I know what you're talking
obviously
about.
Obviously, she's pretty, you know?
I believe
but
the kids
she,
would
there's
say
nothing
she,
sexy about her.
No swag.
Yeah.
You know?
Not that she needs me to think that she...
Swag.
Validation.
Yes, let me do all the bowing and talk about what a horrible...
Yeah,
I'm old and a guy and all those things are wrong. So,
why are you both sidesing?
What's that? Oh, yeah, that's the big complaint. If I don't like you criticizing my side because you've said something, I'll just say you're both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works. People believe that stuff.
Anyways. Shout out to the Swifties.
What kind of numbers do we get on your Twitch stream?
How many people
will be watching? Like last week, how many people watched?
There was like 100 and some odd people. Oh, now I'm looking at it. It seems there's right at 100 right now.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
Well, it's not. I mean, on a lot of Twitch streams, I was getting a 1,000 or maybe 2,000. No, I think 1,000.
We're dragging you down.
No, the problem is that I turned on the ads, and I need to probably turn those off for right now. But if you subscribe, you don't get the ads. But if you subscribe... Because a lot of people just have free, you know, you have one free subscription if you're an Amazon Prime member. And so you can put that subscription to my Twitch stream, and then that means that you don't see ads. And I use the money that I get from the Twitch stream to go to At Last, which is our friend Randy's organization there in South Dallas.
Do you think we'd raise more money if we were topless?
Yeah, do you want to go topless?
Well, we did it before.
Yeah.
It just seems like Twitch, for
that's
the most part,
bit.
Is cleavy.
Well, you mentioned topless, and we just jumped up to about 140 people. So.
Okay. It works.
We should get Blake in here topless.
Oh, no doubt.
Tops? No. Blake is the one everyone wants to see.
Nope. Yeah.
Yesterday, when I walked in to the studio to plug in my little mini warmer and... putting my salmon and broccoli in there.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon is on his computer. And he's watching the slowed down version of the Mike Pereira shot this week. Did you guys see that?
Oh, yeah.
Like Mike
Coates. Very creepy.
So what was he doing?
They were doing some kind of a replay on some game, and Mike Pereira didn't know he was on camera and did like a really creepy...
Yeah, like a weird lizard tonguey kind of...
Tongue thing, kind of flicking it.
Hither deal. So who could he possibly be doing that with?
We were discussing that off the air.
Right.
Terry.
So I was thinking, at first, I gave him the benefit of the doubt, said a buddy, like a friend, a guy, someone his own age, if I did it to Jake.
Yeah, there's no way he was doing that to a female.
If I did it the... But... Jake, you were saying you disagreed.
Yeah.
Did you think it was perhaps his 24-year-old production assistant?
I definitely believe that, yes.
There's no way he did. No.
So it's kind of a joke. if she said anything, it's just messing around. It's a joke.
I mean, it's a total joke. I did it on camera, so I mean, obviously, I knew that.
If later on she replied in a fashion where she showed that she might have some interest, sexual interest in you, then okay.
Yeah, so what's the downside for him?
Not a joke, right.
You get memed? Big deal. Say you were just...
He hasn't commented?
Funning around.
He has not commented on this yet?
No, I don't...
Why don't you guys ask Troy?
I doubt that he will.
Ask Troy about that this week.
Well, he doesn't work there anymore, so...
I know. I thought you were going to say he doesn't...
There's no woman...
He's not allowed to talk to Troy.
Who saw...
Yeah, I guess that's true, too. We're on, like, year four of that bit.
Mike Pereira's... oatmeal lap and tongue and thought that
pot for every lid. No, there's a lid for every pot. Somebody watched that.
So what kind of lid?
And got excited about Mike.
Well,
Pereira.
Especially when the pot has like a lot of money.
Yeah.
That helps too.
And he can explain any replay in real time.
They love
Does
that.
Does Mike Pereira have that much money? I doubt it. Everyone makes this assumption that just because you're on TV or you're on radio or you have a book out that, oh, okay, they've got tons of money. That's not true.
A cumulus station.
Yeah, but if you're on Fox NFL Sunday, you've got...
You think he makes at least $1 million?
Yes.
No.
It says he makes $4 million.
That is no way.
Okay, but he can't be off by four times.
What does Aaron Andrews make?
I think he makes
two reports a game.
I think Mike Pereira makes about $400,000 a year, which is great money.
That's
not $4 million.
That's enough to get almost anyone to sleep with you.
Oh, what, $4 million or $400,000?
$400,000? Yeah, that's 90%. You can get that done.
You're saying if I made $400,000 a year, I could get any woman I want.
90%.
Jeez. False.
Who's going to disagree with me other than him? You guys all know that's... I can't be that far off. $400,000?
Yeah, I don't know. That does seem very low for anyone to sleep with you.
EA makes reportedly $2 million.
Aaron Andrews.
Dan can't stand Aaron Andrews because she got famous for...
I didn't say I can't stand her.
Oh,
I'm on board with it. No, I've watched the video.
You have? That's a violation of her privacy.
Well, she set it up.
I'm a journalist.
Here comes Blake.
Don't you think
Blake set it up?
Are you with me, Blake? That she was is what propelled her career. She was just another of a handful of sideline skirts on ESPN.
God,
that's
please
factually untrue.
She was just another ESPN sideline reporter.
That's not true.
And who gets ready in their hotel and does their hair completely naked?
Not me.
I'm raising my hand.
Definitely not.
No way.
I'm raising my hand.
Bruce Springsteen. And then wouldn't you do all that stuff in the bathroom? Why is she by the peephole? It doesn't make any sense.
You know, he's finding new ways to victim blame.
It's unbelievable.
Victim blame.
He's asking the questions that everybody is thinking.
Creativity in all the wrong ways.
And it's a great video.
Dude. All right, don't look at the video.
$400,000's enough.
If you want to look at video, go to my Twitch.
Yeah.
Actual Gordon Keith is the name of my Twitch.
Hey, so when are you getting your barbershop mustache, Gordo?
You know, I'm really frustrated with my beard right now because I see guys with long beards and they look great, and mine's just a scraggly mess. So I need to go to the barbershop and have them do the shaping that it needs.
I talked this guy into it. Look how great he looks.
Yeah, he looks wonderful. Dan looks great. Let me put
the hot towel.
On camera.
I'm not on camera. It's just Jake.
It's just Jake right now.
I have a lot of broccoli in my teeth. I haven't flossed yet.
You look good.
Yeah?
You look good. Now I'm trying to get Dan to go get a massage.
Girls like the mustache.
There we go.
Is that your camera or the ticket's camera?
That's mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't think what?
I don't think girls like mustaches, do they? If so, I need to make a change.
Well, we have a mustache Jake doesn't really have one anymore.
Yeah, so all I need is a mustache and $400,000.
That's
good
to go.
I am in.
So I saw a hypothetical, and I thought this would be good to bring up with you. Maybe you've heard it before. But I saw it on the Soch.
Okay.
And I believe the rant used to be the home of the hypothetical. right?
It did.
Before the ticket canceled the rant?
The ticket didn't cancel the rant.
Did you voluntarily retire?
Yeah, I did. I did. When I noticed that I'd done it for 10 years, I was casually talking to Davey, I think it was, one weekend. And he said, yeah, we just hit our 10-year anniversary. I thought we had been doing it like for 4.5 years or something. He said 10 years. And I said, that's it. That's plenty of time to waste on the weekends. And I quit.
Closed.
And I never looked back, Dan, except every time I'm ever on anyone's show, the rant gets brought up. That's the only time I look back.
Well, didn't you, or do you do a weekly rant reunion? What's your hardline bit?
Yes. Every Thursday.
Okay.
Between 4:30 and 5:30, somewhere in there.
We had like 1 week of being the only other show that Gordon appeared on.
Right. It was so great.
Yeah, it was. Felt people like were he buzzing. Wanted to be here. Yeah. It was
felt
like,
special. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they didn't write you a theme song, did they?
No, they didn't. And they moved me around. You guys always put me up front.
That's right.
Regular time, Marquee. Same time every week.
They don't respect you, Gordon.
Half the time I get a text from Corey who says, hey, you don't have to bother being on the show today. We're out.
Yeah, Gordo.
I mean,
yeah,
it's Gordo. Just like any reason he can to get rid of me. I think Corby's real competitive with me. He does not like sharing airtime with me.
We don't mind.
I agree. So the hypothetical I saw is that you have the power.
Mm-hmm.
You have this power. You can pick any crime.
Yeah.
And eliminate it from ever happening again.
Okay. No, I would choose not to.
You can pick whatever crime. So you think about whatever the worst crime, you know, murder. But the thing is,
that'd be it.
So you would eliminate murder over eliminating rape?
I think,
but
no, hold on. Yeah, I really want to wade into these waters.
Wait, let's hear the other half of it first.
Okay.
Would you eliminate murder before you eliminated child molestation? Okay, think about that, and I'm going to tell you this. So all you have to do, and this crime will never happen again. You have to commit the crime.
Right. So
what crime do you pick?
We would be living in a world without any parking violations.
Do you get tried for it?
No, you get away with it, right? It's just got to weigh on your conscience. So that's the governing
factor. I guess we can play
right?
with this. Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty big factor. I mean, like, are you going to get the death penalty, or do you just have to walk around every day being like?
So that means you would not
a third grader.
So you would not kill Hitler if you thought you were going to get in trouble for it.
And I think that this is the idea is that if you make it that you're not punished for it, and it's just a matter of conscience, then maybe. Maybe you could murder someone, right? You pick someone who's really bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You pick someone really bad, like Taylor Swift.
Right.
If you're Jake.
All right.
And if you're me, I would kill Jake to prevent him from killing Taylor Swift.
Either way, there's no more murder.
Right.
Right?
It's a win-win.
I think a lot of people, if you could know for sure that you weren't going to face the criminal justice system, could easily murder. I think a lot of people could do that.
What if you couldn't use
a gun? Myself included.
It had to be intimate.
Your hands, yeah.
You had to put your hands around their throat and do that thing where you feel like God.
What?
Ham knows what you're talking about.
100%.
Have you watched Dahmer?
I watched 2 episodes of it, I think, and then I was out.
Isn't it's 3 the two... one that really gets?
It's oh, 6. Really?
No, but 3 is the... Is it his first murder? The hitchhiker?
Yeah.
Because I thought that was the most realistic depiction of a murder I've ever seen.
How do you know?
I guess I don't, but I feel like it was.
All right.
Because it wasn't... I think you need to watch it. I'm surprised you haven't
trauma.
Watched that.
It's just... I know. I'm
like
lost.
All excited and...
What?
And just picturing you with a little pennant... The Dahmer pennant.
Dahmer you.
Foam finger.
You know what's weird? And I've told Dan this quite a lot recently. There's something that happened to me like in the last 5 years where I don't want to watch anything that's sad.
I know. And
I used to be such a...
Well, you got kids now, too, so I mean,
that probably didn't help.
Yeah, that's ruined you.
Yeah, man, you lost your edge.
I honestly did.
You've changed a lot in the last 5 years.
I don't like watching anything sad. I don't like listening to sad music anymore. I just don't. I just don't enjoy it the way I used to. I don't know. It's weird.
I heard a good answer was perjury. You would go commit perjury. So
how do you go commit it, though? I mean, you would have to somehow get involved in a crime?
Somehow you have to commit perjury.
You got
to
murder someone and then lie that you did
it. Right, but I'm using it on the perjury.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
But no one could ever...
You have to specify to God that you want to use this, the hypothetical on perjury, not the murder.
But let's say you could somehow do that. I felt that was a good answer. Just for...
Yeah, but
if you couldn't,
okay.
If you're all soft and couldn't kill someone...
So
like
perjury is eliminated, and then everyone's telling the truth on the stand, but yet you can't compel people who are being tried to get on the stand. They would just stop going. They would stop testifying in their defense.
Well, maybe that would change. We would change that law.
A good one would be tax evasion, because you get to keep your money, but now everyone else has to play by the rules.
And would you really feel that guilty about it?
Absolutely not.
I was about to say I would, IRS, in case you're listening.
Yeah, right. You're a fan of a strong social safety net that requires a solid tax base.
I would say dodging.
Because then you don't have to go, but everyone else does.
Then I don't have
to go,
yeah.
That's pretty good. Different draft, Ham. Not the NFL draft.
What about that old hypothetical? One of the best hypotheticals was the, would you... I'm trying to remember how it goes. You remember the wife and mother switching consciousnesses?
I don't like that one.
You know that one, Dan?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so your wife and your mom switch brains, okay? And you have to pick one of them to sleep with.
So either my wife, her body, with my mom's conscious inside her.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Or your mom's body, but you're sleeping with your wife. The mind is the most important part of any woman, right? So.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So which do you choose?
Can I pick both at the same time?
That way you cover all your bases.
Dan McDowell.
That way you don't make a wrong choice.
Yeah. I don't want to offend either one of them.
And the other one is...
What you guys make out?
Would you... Yeah, y'all touch tongues. The other one is... I think it is... Sleep with your mom. And no one knows about it. Or...
You said sleep with your mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, in the... Most biblical of ways.
Yeah. Sure.
Of course. Or not do it, but the whole world remains convinced that you did it for forever and ever.
So do it and no one knows.
Yeah. Actually, the version I heard of that first was, it wasn't sexual in any way, but it was to actually commit murder of an innocent person. Would you do that and no one know about it, or would you rather have everyone thinking you did it, but you didn't do it? And I'm talking like, you know.
Can it be like a hobo?
No. It's well,
can I go down to the train station?
Jeez, man.
Devalued life.
But let's just, we'll keep it with the mom one, all right? That's, oddly enough, that's a clean one.
Well, you know what?
Here,
we're going to hold that for next Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because that's another edition of See You Next Tuesday. Sorry, Norm, I talked over you.
See you next Tuesday. Gordon. They can see the license plate above your head right now on Twitter. That's what it says. See? UNT.
Yes.
The actual University of North Texas. Kind of regret I even said anything.
Thanks, Gordon.
Thanks, gentlemen. Stay hard.
Now you throw it to break.
This is the tick.